Welcome to the Ag Minds Podcast, where we interview leaders in the agriculture industry about how they started their careers, where they see this industry headed in the future, and how young professionals and veterans of ag alike can best prepare for what comes next. And now, here's your host, Thomas Fantozzi.
Welcome everyone to the first episode of the Ag Minds Podcast. I'm Thomas Fantozzi and I will be your host. Today I have my sister Michelle Fantozzi here, who's going to be flipping the script and interviewing me about what everyone can expect to hear on this podcast moving forward. So without further ado, welcome Michelle to the podcast.
Hi everybody, we're glad you're here. So Thomas, why are you starting this podcast and what is it going to be about?
So the main purpose of the Ag Minds podcast is just to bring more awareness to the ag industry and the professionals that drive progress and change within the industry. So it's geared towards those that are already involved in ag, as well as students and others who are hoping to make a career in agriculture. I've always been a big fan of podcasts for years, driving a lot for work. I'm always on the road, always driving and listening to podcasts. And my favorites have always been ones that involve interviews, particularly with businessmen and leaders of a variety of industries. And so last year I was searching for a podcast that involved interviews with ag industry leaders, because that's who I've always been interested in and want to learn from and hear from, and I couldn't find one. So I kept looking for different podcasts and couldn't find it and decided why not start one myself. So here we are.
Very interesting. So what are some examples of guests that we can expect to hear interviewed on your podcast?
Well, we're going to have a large variety of guests. I've already reached out to quite a few, and we have a lot of really cool speakers lined up. It's going to be founders of grower, packer, shippers, directors, VPs, and top executives of different ag companies. It could be a lot of different things. It might be the CEO of an almond hauler or the director of marketing for a produce company. Maybe the VP of human resources for a cannery, the dean of agriculture for a college. Really just anyone that has an interesting story, that has a really good, strong grasp of the ag industry. Someone that can give a strong, useful advice about how people can be successful in this industry. Those are the people we're really looking to get on this show. People that can give people that are just getting into the industry an idea of what to expect and what they can prepare for. And also to give people that have been in the industry a long time more to think about. Things to think about as far as their career, where they can go, what they can do, and just how to be profitable and successful in ag.
I'm excited to kind of see the people that you do get on and learn from them. I obviously know a lot about your background, but why do you want to be a voice for the ag industry? Why, maybe tell the listeners a little bit about your background, growing up in an ag community and an awesome ag family.
Yeah, no, you definitely know everything about my background, but for everyone listening, and hopefully there's more than a couple listening right now, but I grew up farming. I've always loved farming. Our family grew up farming row crops and orchard crops in the Central Valley, mostly in Patterson, California. And, you know, just from childhood, from growing up, sitting on my dad's lap, driving in his truck through the tomato fields or driving forklift at our packing shed or just driving tractors through the fields. I've always loved agriculture, always loved farming. After high school, or I think during high school, actually, my friend Nick and I started farming our first fields and, you know, just a few row crops and different hay and forage crops. So really from an early age, I knew I loved ag. I knew I wanted to be in farming. And I remember actually, I think it was you, Michelle, or Carolyn, went to Cal Poly when I was still a kid and checked out the school and checked out the dorms. And I knew at that point that I wanted to go to Cal Poly. I wanted to major in ag business.
Carolyn's our sister, for those of you listening.
Yeah, that's a good point. Carolyn's our older sister. Yeah, I think it was Carolyn. So yeah, I never considered another path. It was going to be ag for me. It was going to be Cal Poly. And after college, I spent 1 year at PepsiCo in the sales department, and I learned a lot, but what it really taught me is that, hey, you know what? I need to be back in ag. I need to be in this industry. And so, you know, it was kind of geared perfectly for a podcast like this to, you know, someone coming from my background that's really grown up in production ag, has spent time in different industries and has grown up, you know, going to school with other farm related families and that kind of thing. You know, it's kind of a perfect segue for me as I get older into this kind of thing.
And how often can listeners expect new episodes to come out?
Well, we're aiming for an episode about once every 2 to 3 weeks, but hopefully, you know, this thing's going to grow and continue to develop. And, if it does, we're, you know, we'll crank out as many episodes as we can and on a quicker basis. But starting out right now, the plan is to have one come out every 2 to 3 weeks.
Sounds good. Well, I am very excited to hear from your guest and listen to the podcast when you start getting the episodes out. Is there anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap up this first podcast?
Well, that gives a pretty good overview in general of the podcast, what it's going to be about. That's really what I wanted to get through in this first episode, is just give everyone that's listening and people that are just starting out listening, if we already have a few up, just what to expect going forward. The last thing I do want to mention is, if you are listening to this, please, please check out our website at agmindspodcast.com, and also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We're really trying to get the word out there and give other people that maybe, you know, don't know me or Michelle personally, or, you know, haven't heard of us, that's the best way to reach out and actually tell them about the podcast, is to go to the website, agmindspodcast.com. Also, please reach out on our contact page on the website if you have guests that you think would be good for us to interview, or if you know someone personally that wants to be on the podcast, we'd love to hear from you guys. Really, that's about it. Do you have anything else?
No, that I think you pretty much covered most of the basic information. Excited for you to start doing your interviews with actual people in the ag industry.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Michelle, for being here today, for interviewing me, and for getting us started on a good track. And thanks so much for everyone that's tuned into this first episode. I hope you're going to continue to stay with us as we release more and more moving forward, and excited to get this thing started. So thanks, everybody.